Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you this morning. Hallelujah. Yes, in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. Yes, he is. God is good. God loves us and he cares. Good morning. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing and we're eternally grateful to be in this day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, on the Lord's side, hallelujah, hallelujah, knowing that Lord God is our Father, hallelujah. The Almighty God is our protector, our shield of defense. Yes, he is. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, hallelujah. This is the day, hey God, that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We give honor to God today. Yet glory. Hallelujah. We give honor to God this morning. Hallelujah. Ooh, for in him we move and have our being. He is our life. He's the very breath that we breathe. Hallelujah. He's God all by himself. He is the great creator. Hallelujah. He's majesty on high. He is the sovereign Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great and mighty and awesome in all his ways. We give honor, oh my God, God, this day, who comfort, who heal, oh, who reassure. Almighty God, hallelujah, he's faithful to his children, and we thank him for his faithfulness. Oh, we give honor to God, hallelujah, 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 we give honor to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank the Lord, hallelujah, for being up this morning and being excited about being here, sitting in my little spot, hallelujah, dressed and all, and I tell you, it sure feels good, hallelujah. I have had time to spend with the Lord, and I'm a little fired up, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm gonna calm down, hallelujah. God is good, hallelujah. He gives seed, hallelujah. That's food. I'm talking about food. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, he give us the soil to plant the seed in. I'm talking about agriculture. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for the farmers this morning. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God for the ranchers and the herdsmen and the fishermen. Yes. And those, oh God, on the highways bringing the food from the fields, from the warehouses to the stores. We thank God and ask God to grant them traveling mercy, Almighty God. Give them peace while they're driving and when they're finished with their duties. Hallelujah. We ask the Lord to touch the produce, the meats, and all the things that will come to our lips for us to consume. Ask that he bless it and sanctify and remove all offense. Hallelujah. From the process. Almighty God, make it fit for our use. Hallelujah. 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 God is good. God is the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you have an add-on, add that on. Add it on. Hallelujah. When you're thanking the Lord for the fishermen who are out in the ocean. Hallelujah. To bring produce from the ocean. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah, there's seaweeds. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 We thank the Lord. For we're totally dependent upon our God for everything. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we thank the Lord who, for those who are up this morning early preparing to pass out supplies to people this morning. We thank the Lord. And we ask God to meet them at their need in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. 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 So many of them have issues, personal issues. Hallelujah. We ask God to meet their every need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give joy, joy, joy unspeakable. Hallelujah. Full of glory. Hallelujah. Yes, we ask God to bless. Bless those who are traveling by train and those that are bringing the produce and the livestock from place to place. God, to grant them traveling mercy and keep those things that they're entrusted with safe. Keep the passengers on the train safe. Clear the railways clear. Yes, Lord. Remove debris. Hallelujah. Remove stuck cars in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By the waterways, we ask God to grant safe passage. And as we travel the highways this morning and the byways, oh Lord, remove the danger, Almighty God. Grant traveling mercy. Give the, oh God, yes. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Illuminate and grant traveling mercy. Remove and protect Almighty God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for doing it. Hallelujah. 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 Send help from the sanctuary. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Do it, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right now, Almighty God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. We welcome you this morning. Yes, we just have to remember our God, and it just starts flowing. Hallelujah. Who to give thanks to God for? Hallelujah. Ah, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, glory to God every time, and I just love it. I just love it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And there again, I am just delighted that you joined in. And this morning, the Lord has something different. We're going to jump into our scripture. It's nothing like the Word of God. Hallelujah. And this we have been on. And I'm looking for a great revelation as a result of this. Lukewarm coffee just does not get it. Hallelujah. Genesis 1. Bless. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord for his word. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Woo! Bless the Lord for his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless, oh God, the Lord for his word. Hallelujah. His written word. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless him. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank him for giving us understanding. Hallelujah. Illuminating. Illumination. Revelation. Oh, God. Thank you. Ooh, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Ooh. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. God loves us. I'm telling you, he loves us. Oh, oh, my God. Oh, I'm telling you, he loves you. He loves you. I don't care what it seemed like, looked like. You are loved by God. Hallelujah. Put your hand on your heart and just say, I'm loved by God. I don't care what's going on. God got it. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. He makes ways out of no way. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Oh, one day maybe he'll let me say, Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, God, who can we trust but thee? Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Genesis. Oh, God. Oh, glory. Oh, exalt the Lord God with me. Shamba kala de 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 yosa kala da basata de de. Ribi sikuma shaka. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. De 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 yosa kala. Oh, Lord God. De 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 yosa kala da basata de. Ramasat. Ramakaba saka de 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 yosa kala da. Ramasata de 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 yosa kala. Oh, just rebuke the spirit of sleepiness and weariness. Hallelujah. refresh, renew, and restore. Almighty God, we thank you. Glory be to your name. Amasatria. Ooh, glory. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning for the first day. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Same chapter, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Bless the Lord. Male and female, he be sick God, created he them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, the first thing recorded that God said to man, hey, glory, hallelujah. And God said to them, him, but them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. God said it. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Second chapter, first verse. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rest on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work, which God created and made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God rests on the seventh day. He had us in mind. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. Rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just don't do anything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me. Exodus. No, we're not going to do it. We're going to do Isaiah. No, we'll do Isaiah. Isaiah. For some reason, my hands so dry, I can't get my pages. And trust me, I'm going to have to get a new one, a new Bible. Oh, my goodness. I have, Lord, I mean, the pages have been turned. So even on the outside, it looks so worn. stopped marking it, and then I started flagging it, and I don't think that's good either. So, well, I'll just rather get out something and have my pages where I can see them instead of flagging, because the Bible is holy and it's contained the name of God. And anything that contains the name of God, the Almighty God, is holy and sacred. And we should honor it as such. I don't care what anyone says. You just can't go there with me. God's name is on it. God's name is in it. It's holy. And it should be reverenced. That's just it. People want you to reverence them. But anyway, I'm not going there today. I'm just not. I just get, but God can handle everything. Isaiah 43, let's do 7. Listen, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. That's what the Lord said about you. One version read, all who identify with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has created him for his glory. He has formed him, yes. He has made him. All for his glory. You've been formed. You were created, you were formed, and you were made by God. We don't need to say anything else. When we really get that, sit somewhere and just meditate on that. Just meditate on that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Just meditate on it. Meditate. You were created by him. Who's the him? God Almighty. Hallelujah. Ooh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You were formed by him. Look that word up. Formed, not in the English language dictionary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43:8. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. Ye are my servants, says the Lord, and ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared, and I have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Hallelujah. Ye are my witnesses, he says, that I am God. Ooh. Yea, before the day was, I am he. And there is none that can deliver out of my hands. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Woo. And listen, the book of Isaiah is full of this confirmation, declaration. God is saying about himself who he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just got to get it in, that it gets down deep into our sanctified soul, that nothing can come up against it. Hallelujah. And be victorious. Nothing. Woo, glory. That we're solidified in what we believe and in whom we believe. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. And we can stand. Yeah, God. Hallelujah. And if one fall or stumble, you lift them up. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. He's our helper. He's our strength. He loves us so much that he sent his only begotten son to pay the mighty rent that will satisfy the debt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That will satisfy the debt. Glory to God. It is. Hallelujah. I'm going to go somewhere for a second. And yet, have those who tell me that his name, that's not important. If your name is Mary and I call you Sue, we got a problem. And the scripture tells me that the master said that I could ask anything in his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It is important. And I sway back and forth. But it is important to know his name. He said there's power. And he has been kind and forgiving and merciful. Hallelujah. But the least we could do is know his name. Hallelujah. And say his name. Hallelujah. I'm just saying. If it's good enough for you, it should be good enough for him. It's demanding on you. Of you in particular about even the pronunciation of your name, why his name is not important. I'm just saying. I just had to say that. His name is important. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just jacked up. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. Okay. Just do our Psalms 1. Yeah, I love the Lord. And this sums it up really good. Psalms 1. So many times we use it for prosperity, but we don't really talk about what it is really saying to us. We like that third verse where, and we shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. But it says, blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And you're not doing it so you can get something from the Lord. You're not doing it because if you know that meditation will bring what you want, that no, you're in the kingdom. You're a citizen of heaven. And this is what the citizens of heaven don't do and do. Because you're a citizen of heaven. You have a father. And he does care about us. He does come to see about us. And we can call on him and he'll answer us. But don't do it and still want to be in this world and do all the things of this world and be a part of this world. But you want to now go and claim that you can say this scripture and you can do this way and that way and get what you want. It just doesn't even sound good. And I know, as I often said, I know that so many are going through so much that I just need relief. And we ask God to remove the weight of the issues that you're experiencing. And be sincere when you're reading his word. And God will make a difference because who you are and who he is. And it opens your spirit up. The word is alive. It opens you up to a clear understanding. There's some stipulations that we read first before we got to verse 3. Hallelujah. Know who you're getting your counseling from. I don't care how rich they look, and I don't care how glamorous or successful. You pray and ask God. You ask God. And you ask God to remove your voice so you and any other voice that is not of him and let you hear him when he speaks. And filter everything you hear through the blood of Yeshua. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight, oh glory, his delight. Hallelujah, is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, can't you? Okay. Oh, God, I know you can't. You've got to. Hallelujah. Woo. It brings about a change. Hallelujah. Oh, it brings about a change. Hallelujah. Can't help but bring about a change. Hallelujah. 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 Happy. Happy. Blessed. Ooh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Not when Susie and Jimmy and Pat and Kat season, but in your own season. Your season. Get it. You'll bring forth your fruit in your season. Yet his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Okay. You can stop right there. Huh? So now you're saying, oh, all I got to do is don't do it for trickery. Be just a part of you. A part of you. And what happens when you think you're in the season and you're not there in the season and you're trying to push it? And it's not time yet. And when things fall apart, then you get upset. Just let's let God conduct ourselves as citizens of heaven, as children of God, and trust God to take care of us, to lead us, and to guide us, and to direct us, and provide for us. We're like sheep in his pastures, need him for everything. There's not one thing that we don't need the Lord for, and we recognize that. Some people just say, oh, is that what's going on? It's in God's hand, and they go to their room. I got this. Mm-hmm. I got this. God got that. God, I thank you. I thank you that you have it. I thank you that you're moving the hindrances so that I can see clear and hear your voice clearly and do what you called me to do. Hallelujah. Don't let it be right up in my face and my eyes are open, but yet I can't see. Ears are open, but yet I can't hear. Oh God, let me not be found in that place. Hallelujah. Let me conduct myself as a citizen of heaven. Hallelujah. When I don't know, say, I don't know. When I know, say, Lord, should I say? Yes. God is good. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. Sometimes we just don't understand, but we do know that God is good. And he is in control of everything. So what's the point? Huh? What's the point? I ask you, my sisters and my brothers, what is the point? We should just honor God. And let God direct us, show us what it is that we should be doing, leading and guiding us. I'm just saying, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians, I know you're surprised, like she's going there. Hallelujah, the 4th chapter, starting at the 5th verse. Mm-hmm. Pray that I read it with clarity. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. Hallelujah. 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 2 Chronicles. That was 2 Chronicles 4, 5 through 7. 1 Chronicles. I hope you're reading, and don't forget Daniel. Don't forget breathing, and just write down what God is showing you. Okay, 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, starting at the 5th verse. Let's do the 4th. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Verse 6. How about we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the prince of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the prince of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak not in the word which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. But the natural man receiveth not the Spirit of God, but they are foolish unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Let me do that again. Neither can they know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he might instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Excuse me. 1 Corinthians, the 18th verse. Did I read it? Let's see here. Bear with me. Okay. 1 Corinthians, the first verse, starting the first chapter, starting at the first, at the 18th verse. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to naught the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of the world? Has not God made foolishness of the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleases God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. For the Jew requires a sign, and the Greek after wisdom, seeketh after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified unto the Jew a stumbling block, and to the Greek foolishness. But unto them which are called both Jew and Greek, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, know that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many nobles are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to conform the things which are mighty, and base the things of the world, and things which are despised has God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh could glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorifies, let him glory in the Lord. Let me read 31 again. That according as it is written, he that glorifieth, let him glory in the Lord. Just say. Hallelujah. What you say? Did I mess up too much and you couldn't understand? Did you understand? Hallelujah. 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 Don't be wise in your own eyes. Don't be so wrapped up in what you have accomplished. Don't want to make a name for yourself. No, it's not about me. It's not about you. It's all about God. It's all about God. When I was saying, trust God for everything, and don't be so quick to say me, see me. No. Let them see God in you. I should say, let them see God in me. Let God be glorified. Oh my God. Let God arise in us. Hallelujah. Oh my Lord and my God. Let them see God. We don't have to open our mouth when they see God. Oh. Don't be wise in your own eyes. There's too many who know far more than you or I. Hallelujah. 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 Yet God gives us wisdom daily. Hallelujah. Don't think so much of yourself because you know that he has. That you put others down. We're not the only ones on the in the garden. Glory. It's all about him. Everything we do, it's all about him. It's all about him. He could take someone that people said couldn't amount, the worst someone, or the one that has all sorts of challenges and say they can't do nothing, they can't accomplish, move aside from me because I have this, I accomplish that. You kick to the curb. All souls belong to God. He builds up. He knows from the foundation of the world what your responsibilities are and what you are to do for him. Remember Isaiah 43:7? You were created, you were formed, you were made for his glory. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. Isn't that just amazing? So when we pray, say thank you, Lord, for everyone on the prayer list. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. It comes from a special place. Woo! Where we allow him to have his way. Bless the Lord. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Are you not just excited about God? How he loves us. How he opens our mind of understanding. We're just an earthen vessel made fit for the master's use. Oh, glory. Be made fit for the master's use. Some of you put back in the water, soften up, be down to be made into a beautiful vessel for the master's use. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Flawless in his hands, in the hands of the master. Woo! Glory. Glory, 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 glory. Not wise in our own eyes. No. Gave that up, Lord. Gave that up. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In my book, The Imitation of Christ, it says something like this: the greater and more complete thy knowledge, the more severely shall thou be judged, unless thou hast lived holy. Therefore, be not lifted up by any skill or knowledge that thou hast, but rather fear concerning the knowledge which is given to thee. If it seem to thee that thou knowest many things and understand them well, know also that there are many more things which thou knowest not. Be not high-minded, but rather confess thine ignorance. Why desire thou to lift thyself above others, when there are found many more learned and more skilled in the scripture than thou? If thou wilt know and learn anything with profit, love to be thyself unknown and to be counted for nothing. Hallelujah. If there's any exhortation, let the master who exalts, let him do it. So if you place yourself in the hands and the confidence of man, Humpty Dumpty, I'm just saying, hallelujah, bless the Lord. It's coming to that time. Yes, it is. I truly hope this has been a moment in time of peace and a time for thought, and that you have gained something from it. I pray that the weakness of my reading did not deter you from grasping the meaning of what was being said. I thank God for your time, and I thank God for your ear. Hallelujah. All glory and honor truly belongs to God. And I pray that you have a peaceful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice because we're leaning and depending on our Savior. Yes, Lord. Numbers, the sixth chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Hallelujah. Jude, the first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. My brothers and my sisters, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. God is good. We thank you for tuning in.
In your presence.